Good morning. They have to adjust from my singing voice to my speaking voice. So, I'm not on? Well, there I am. Testing, testing. Now I'm on. All right. Well, good morning again. So welcome. If you're visiting with us, we're glad you're here. As was said, Pastor Wes and Serena. Have a little bit of a getaway and a refresh and renew, and look forward to seeing you back in person. So for those of you who are visiting, welcome. If you've never heard me speak before, you're going to hear this for the first time. If you've heard me speak many times, you're probably tired of me saying this, but I always think it's good to say. So I am not the regular speaker, so come back to see Pastor Wes and hear Pastor Wes. And I always like to say, too, if you really like today's message and it's really meaningful, come back every week. You never know when I'll be up here. Well, it's not funny anymore. Used to be. Also, I have a lazy eye. My left eye is a lazy eye, so I can look in two different directions at the same time. So I just like to get that out of the way so that if you think I'm staring you down, I'm probably not. Boy, are you guys just... Anybody ever listen to Joel Osteen? He always says, I like to start with something funny, right? And you know, whether you like Joel Osteen or not, that's between you and God and you and him. But he says, I like to start with something funny. And it actually goes along with what Pastor Josh said. And there was this neighbor living next to a really good Christian woman and this really dedicated Christian woman. And she... She was a prayer warrior, and night and day she'd be praying. Whenever she was awake, she would be praying, and she'd be praying loud so this atheist neighbor would hear her all the time praying. And she was praying. She's saying, God, I need food. God, I know that you can provide for me because I need this food, and Lord, I put my trust in you. And the neighbor heard that. He said, I'm going to get her today. So he went to the store, and he bought a bunch of food. And he took it and he put it on her front stoop. And she came out and she opened the door and she came out and she saw the food. She says, oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you that you came through. And the neighbor ran out of his house, ran right over there and said, aha, I gotcha. God didn't do that. I did that. I went and bought all those groceries and I put them on your porch. And the woman said, you don't get it. Not only did God provide it for me, but he used the devil to get it. All right, that's better. That's the kind of interaction that I would like to hear as we go forward. So hopefully we'll get some more of that. So the message, let's do our Bible declaration first. So please hold your Bibles up. And let's say it together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I'll boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, let's go. Let's go. So the title today of today's message is Temptation. And I was trying to think of some way to really bring it out and make it fancy and grabbing and all that, and I kept deleting everything else that I had besides temptation. So we're just going to talk about temptation today. And the other thing, by not having any more than that on the title, it allows God to have me go in different places if he wants me to do so. So for those of you who have been... here for the last several messages that I've been doing, you'll know that I'm kind of on an intermittent series of scripture and messages that help change my life, and this one on temptation is there as well. This time for this week I had tons and tons of messages message titles that were going through my mind. And it really was a bit of a challenge to figure out which one to go with. And then And the, I guess the other thing, I'll pause while I say this, but I appreciate, I've had lots of people reaching out to me about the passing of my dad, and been preparing for his celebration of life that's coming a week from tomorrow that'll be here, if any of you would like to come. He was a very faithful online attender since COVID started. But his favorite scripture is the main scripture that we're going to use today. And so while I was thinking through the message and the scriptures, as I was preparing for that celebration of life, that scripture really jumped out and stood. So I'm using that as my confirmation. But other titles that I came up with, I think are cool and will be messages in the future, but and they kind of go with the temptation too. And I'm going today. We'll stay G-rated. But David beat Goliath, but fell to Bathsheba. I think that's a pretty cool title, and I think that would be a good one for a men's meeting. Honestly, the love triangle. The two become one. The closer that a husband and wife get to God, the closer they get together. The love triangle is, think of it like that, right? If the bottom corners are husband and wife, the closer they get to God, the closer they get together. So that's a one for a marriage conference at some time. And why did you throw the stone? That's a good one too. You know, who, if any of you among you have no sin, be the first one to throw the stone. So anyways, we're going for temptation today. So most of you didn't know me prior to my conversion to Christianity or my born-again experience, but I am a totally different person than I was 30 years ago. Totally different person. It's amazing. For people, a lot of people will hear or find out that I'm a safety professional, and they say, that's unbelievable. There's no way Gary could be a safety professional with all the things that I saw him do when he was young. And the same thing goes for being a Christian. There is no way that Gary should be up on this stage presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ for who I was. No way. But God. So I remember being that new Christian and sitting in church shortly after my conversion, still, you know, just in sin and starting to realize the sin that I was in. And having God send conviction on a regular basis, you know, just feeling, saying, yeah, I know, God, yes, I know, I feel it, I need to get this out of my system. But you know, struggled. And I remember looking at people that, you know, if I were to reverse roles right now, if I was sitting in the pew and looking at somebody who's been a Christian for, you know, almost three decades standing up there, and I'd say, they have no clue what I'm going through. They have no clue what goes through my mind. They have no clue what's in my heart. And I'm here to tell you that I absolutely know. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today with temptation, is that temptation doesn't go away. It actually can be even the reverse. It really boils down to, what do we do with temptation? And I'm getting a little ahead of my notes, but please turn in your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're going to read and pick apart verse 13. And when you get there, you can say amen. But 1 Corinthians 10:13. And it was kind of neat as you're getting there, when I saw that was my dad's favorite scripture. We have a family Bible, and it actually started as my grandpa Timmer's. And when he died, my grandma had it. My grandma gave it to my dad on Christmas, and I should have memorized the notes of probably, like, I don't know, a long time ago. My grandpa died in, I think, 1972. And then my dad So my dad had it. It was his Bible. It's a King James Bible. And he, in there, it would say dad's favorite verse, which was Grandpa Timmer. Mom's favorite verse, which was Grandma Timmer when she used it. Then my dad wrote his favorite verses, a couple of them, this one being the first one. And my brother and I decided that it should go to one of my nieces, and he actually gifted it to her on Christmas too. So it's just kind of, that was never planned out, never knew that was the case, but it all went there. But again, this was the scripture. So everybody there? All right. And I'm using the NIV. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." Let's pray. Lord, God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for what this scripture can do for us. Father, I thank you for what the scripture can do for us. God, I pray that you would help me to just present it the way that you want it presented. And Father, I thank you that anyone that hears it, God, will just take it in and be able to use it as they go forward. Father, we love you. We need you. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. Yeah, and after I saw that it was my dad's favorite scripture, it was no surprise because he dealt with a lot of temptation. He was an alcoholic. He now had been sober for over 40 years, but he would do daily devotions, and I can see how the scripture really helped him in that walk. All right, according to Webster's Dictionary, oh, that print's small. Temptation is the act of tempting or state of being tempted, especially to evil. Could also be seen as enticement. You're being enticed. Something tempting, it's a cause or engagement. Or occasion of enticement. All right, so some background. We're all tempted, right? If you don't think you're tempted, then you're lying to yourself, which is not good. Are we all tempted? Do we all have temptations? Yeah, we sure do. Temptations vary, and so should our response to those temptations. We'll talk about that today, too. Our eyes are drawn to things that they shouldn't be drawn to. But they are. I mean, that's the way we're humans, right? It's the way we're programmed. It's the way our minds are programmed. I like shiny objects. I could have added, I could have had a huge list here, but I like guns. I like cars. I like trucks. I like motorcycles. I like boats. The list goes on and on. Jeeps, of course I like Jeeps. Probably not quite as much as Pastor West does, but I do like Jeeps. And tempted to buy them. And always have been. When I was younger, I would give into that temptation, and I would buy stuff on credit. I'd buy stuff with credit cards. Just terrible. That's another one. I know I spoke about giving one of the last messages, and it's huge. Some of the hardest ones for me to overcome were drinking, smoking, drugs, immorality. But I'll tell you, even now, there are times when I'm still tempted by those things. So, I think there's got to be people that need to hear that, because I felt really strong that I needed to say that. Because the temptation, the devil knows what you like, right? And he's gonna figure out a way to entice you or tempt you to go after those things. It's, again, it's all on what you do with it. But the temptation doesn't stop. You know, I could get into, I love to golf. That's another one. I like golf clubs too, but I like to golf. But I'll tell you, you get out on a golf course when it's 90 degrees out and somebody is riding in the cart with you. I have to golf sometimes for work. No, I get to golf sometimes for work. But honestly, I mean, I hate to even admit that, but I'm going to admit this. Somebody will crack a beer on a 90 degree day, and the wind will blow the smell of that beer right into my face, and I'll go, "Oh Lord," and get up and walk away. But it's still a temptation after all these years. As much as I know how that almost destroyed my marriage, it almost destroyed my life. Right? And how I needed to get it out of my life because I could not social drink. And then I got to the point where I just didn't even want to social drink. And I knew that, and I didn't want my kids to ever drink because I knew what my dad went through, I knew what I went through, and I didn't want them to have to go through it. But there's that temptation is still there. It's all around. One of the ones that I deal with almost every day, I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I am, every time the doctor starts to threaten me with insulin to become a type 1 diabetic, I say, please give me 3 months. And thank God I haven't had to ask for that in a few years now. But I struggle every day with the temptation to overeat or to eat sweets or, you know, to not live as healthy of a lifestyle as I should. And it's a temptation. And is it from the devil? Is it from Gary? You know, but it's there, right? It's there. And it's just easier for me not to have those things around me. Whatever it is, not to have those things around me so that I'm not tempted. Other things that people fight is gossip, right? You'd be tempted to gossip. Ooh, I heard a juicy story. Well, I'm not trying to gossip. I just want you to pray about this, you know. If you have to say, "I'm not trying to gossip," you're probably on that road to gossip. Backstabbing, lying, not coming to church. Now here you're all this is preaching to the choir, right? Because you're all sitting here. But that can be a temptation, is not to go to church. It's so today that temptation could be, "Oh, my house is so warm. You know, I can watch it online." And I'm so glad that we stream, and I'm so glad that we can join remotely because, you know, I have to travel for work a lot. I do take vacations, and I love it that I can join our services online. I think it's great. I think it's so cool that my dad could join from Muskegon for all those years and would be the, you know, be here. It's just that part is awesome. But there's a temptation to sleeping in. There's a temptation to, "Oh my God, this is warm. Oh, sorry, I didn't finish that." It's not the same being here in person as it is being there on the airwaves. It absolutely is not the same. It's not. I mean, it's good. It's good. It's better than watching a rerun of the Lions play last night. But it's much better than that. No, it's certainly much better than that. But that's it. I mean, and then, you know, we live in such a beautiful area when the summer rolls around, and it's like, you know what, I could go to the beach. You know, well, you know, the beach is still there when church gets out. You know, and there are reasons. Like I said, you see me not here and there are reasons, right? And actually, a vacation is a good reason. But to do it, I mean, I've heard, you know, "Well, we had to clean the ferret cage today," you know. It's true. What else did I put about that? Going to the beach or just whatever. Not tithing or giving in offerings. That's another one. People can be tempted. You know, oh, geez, I can't. You know, I can't do that. I'm saving for my new motorcycle. I think you can save your new motorcycle much better if you're tithing than if you're not. I'm telling you, I'm a witness, and I hear I can get a witness. If you're not tithing, if you're not a regular giver, there's plenty of people here that would help you figure out how to be able to do it. And you cannot believe what God will do, but the temptations are there. And gosh, I'm telling you, I could go through all those too. When I decided it was time to tithe, all the temptations not to tithe. But we just had to make that decision that we were going to do it and do whatever it took to do it. And God made a way. All right, so let's break down the scripture a little bit. So 1 Corinthians 10:13 starts out with the word no, and I will watch the time because I know that this could take way too long if I don't watch the time. No really means no, not at all, in no way, or never. I love that, never. The next word, temptation, is a test, trial, or temptation. So never, never a temptation. Goes on to say, has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. So has overtaken is to take place or receive or pass. Never will a temptation overtake you. Let's go down to the word except actually means if or since. This one's kind of cool. What is common to mankind actually means a human or actually common to mankind, just what it says. And could be translated as rather. God it really refers to the one true God. The one true God. Faithful is faithful, trustworthy, reliable, or believing. He really is kind of like synonymous with all of us. It's you know, who or which or what or that, but it really means all of us. Will not let really means that it won't be allowed or it won't be permitted. Again, be tempted is to test, tempt, or try to trap. How many of you know that temptation is like a trap? Trapped in temptation. Beyond means above, beyond, or more than. The what, again, is which, what, or that. You can bear is to be able, have the ability or to have the power to accomplish an action. But really means, and you know, means but instead or yet except. Tempted again is the same, test, trial, temptation. And then he will also provide. And this is one of the, it's all really important stuff. But this one is that God will make produce, it's kind of a generic term of action or performance. So God will make a way. God will produce a way. And that way out is really means a way out. You can, when it says you can, that really means to be able or have the ability. And to have the power to accomplish an action. And endure really means to endure or bear up under or stand up under whatever that temptation is. So I'm going to just, I know I went through that really quick, but there's still some more that we need to talk about as we go through this. So when you put that all together in the newly inspired Gary version, it says, in no way, never, a temptation, test, or trial received will be beyond what is common to humans or common to mankind. God, the one true God who is faithful, trustworthy, and reliable, will not allow or permit you to be tested, tempted, or trapped above, beyond, or more than what you have the ability and have the power to accomplish an action, but instead, with that test, trial, or temptation, make or produce so that you have the ability and have the power to accomplish an action to endure, bear or stand up under or withstand it. And like we talked about a little bit, temptation isn't going to stop. In Matthew 4, there's a story about Jesus being tempted. And how many of you know if I want to go to the Bible for an example on how to deal with something, if you can find where Jesus and he was successful, which he always is and always was and always will be, then I'm going to use his example and follow that. So in Matthew 4, it says Jesus was tested in the wilderness. And it says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. I don't know if you've ever fasted or tried to fast 40 days and 40 nights, but something that you may want to consider or pray about, especially with Lent coming up, even though we don't really, that's a different message too, but I learned from one of my Catholic friends about Lent, and I thought, you know what, it sounds like it'd be worthwhile trying. So, but if you think, hey, you know what, I'm all in, I'm going to go fast for 40 days, talk to somebody who knows how to fast correctly for 40 days so that your organs don't shut down. And I mean, it's good to have faith in God, absolutely, but the body needs some things to live. So fast, but fast the right way. Verse 3, it says, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. The devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift up, did I read that right? If you are the Son of God, he said, yeah, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, he said, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan. It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended to him. So Jesus, you know, and you know, the devil, he will try to use the word against you too, and me, and we really need to know the word to be able to use the word in our favor and to our advantage. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's what Jesus did. And we need to do that too in almost every case where temptation is concerned, except when we read 1 Corinthians 6:18, and it says, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. So stand for most, but flee when you have to flee. Because even though you have a way out, flee. Trust me. Trust the Bible. Flee. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, in the Message, I still like to read the Message. Can't study the Message, but you can read the Message. It says, no test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. Right? And I'm telling you, others, I'm others. And many other people in this room are others. You're not alone. And all you need to remember is that God will never let you down. God and his word will never let you down. He will never let you be pushed past your limit. He will always be there to help you come through it. And that is so true. The temptation will continue as I'm going to quit saying that, I think. You haven't done anything wrong. That was a light bulb moment for me that came on when I first was born again. It's like I was devastated because of the temptation. It's what you do with that temptation is what can be wrong. Right? It's how you respond to that temptation that can be wrong. You will be tempted. You will continue to be tempted. You need to figure out how to face off against it, or how to run, how to flee. This was the scariest thing I learned about this scripture, is that the stronger in the Lord we are, the more that can come, because we are able to resist more. It doesn't mean, well, you know what, I'm not going to get any stronger in the Lord because I can't hardly deal with what I already got. No, that's not what I'm implying or saying. It's just that's what the word says, right? That's what the word says. The closer you get to God, the more temptation you can withstand, the more that you can say, I'm out of here. Or the more that you can command the devil in Jesus' name, get thee behind me, Satan, as Jesus did. I remember, oh gosh, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but I used to walk around when there weren't people with me, because I knew that they would really think that I went off the deep end. That's it. Get thee behind me, Satan. You know, whenever those temptations would come in, get thee behind me, Satan. You should use that, practice that. Again, you can, you know, tell them, leave me alone. Yep, I see it. I know I'm wise to your tricks. Get thee behind me. I rebuke you. In Jesus' name. He can't stay. So we really need to use scripture to fight off the temptation in many cases. And I have these up here. I don't know that there's one for everyone, but we could make more if we have to, if everybody wanted one. But scriptures that I when I learned, you know, some very important things, the important things I learned was find a good Bible-believing church. So I did that. Whenever the doors are open, go there. Go there. And I'm going to put a plug in for the men's Bible study. And I'm out of state most weeks, but the last, it's been great. The last little bit, I've had the opportunity to come to some of the men's Bible studies. And if you're not coming, I highly encourage you to come. It is just so worth it, so great to come. And gals, same thing. Sunday mornings, come. But when the doors are open at church, come. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how much that helped change my life. To be with other believers, to be in the presence of God on a regular basis, to learn more of the Word, to have others that I could have pray with me and for me, and then I could pray for. Read your Bible. Even if it's a verse, read your Bible every day. And pray to God. Just talk to God. It's easy. He's there listening. Just talk to him. So I was told memorize scripture so that you can use scripture to fight off the devil, to fight off the temptation. And if you have a really good memorizer in your brain, that's great. My memorizer's not that great. So I'm a lot better at memorizing the kind of the keys in the verse instead of the whole verses. So I have like John 1:12, I'm a child of God. Right? That's the basis of the verse. I'm a child of God. Psalm 107:2, I'm redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Romans 8:30, I'm justified. 1 Corinthians 6:11, I'm sanctified. Matthew 26:28, I'm forgiven. John 8:36, I'm free. Romans 8:37, I am more than a conqueror. Ephesians 6:10, I am strong in the Lord. Deuteronomy 28:13, I am the head and not the tail. Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes I am healed. So I've actually thought about this and thought of the need to begin to do this again, because I haven't been doing it lately. I'm confessing that to you and want to do this. I used to walk around all the time saying, I am a child of God. I'm redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I am justified. I am sanctified. I am forgiven. I am free. I am more than a conqueror. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm the head, not the tail. By his stripes, I am healed. And like I say, I think the altar call today is pretty easy. These are up here. You can take one and have it. If we need more, we can certainly make more. But again, if you're being tempted, that's normal. It's what you do with that temptation. And we all have the ability to fight that temptation, no matter what it is. We can fight it. And that's it. We're gonna sing a song. Again, I'd encourage any of you that want, either come to the altar now while we sing and grab one of these, or you know, on your way out, grab one. If we run out, we'll make more. But you haven't failed because you've been tempted. Again, I just feel like somebody needs to hear that. You haven't failed if you've been tempted. Everybody gets tempted. No temptation is greater than what you have the ability to get away from. God made sure of that. And he's given us tools to use so that we can resist the devil and he will flee from sexual immorality.